Hi friends, welcome to Beautiful World, the Baha Inspired Podcast. This is Praveen podcasting to you from Bangalore, India. Thanks for tuning in, downloading and listening. Today, I thought about discussing self, the prison of self. Learn about your prison and learn how to get out of it. What do you say, buddy?
Wow, that sounds like the great escape.
Yeah, true.
What is all this prison about?
Before that, I have a more important question. And you know how it goes like this. Do you wish to be selfish?
Why would I wish to be selfish?
Yeah, why would you wish to be selfish?
But of course not.
Of course not. Oh, true. But rather than the literal meaning of being selfish, do you know in broader term, in a Baha'i perspective, it means a lot of other things, you know? Like it comprises of all the attitudes and actions that tend to separate us from other human beings.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah, it comprises of certain attitudes. Like, have you ever heard about the IMF attitude?
IMF. Oh, International Monetary Fund.
No. IMF.
Yeah, they don't have a very good attitude.
Hey, come on, man.
They don't hand out money to countries that need it.
Okay. IMF stands for I Must Be First attitude.
I
ever
must be
heard
first.
About it?
Yes.
Like?
The media is full of it.
Okay.
Radio, TV.
Yeah, you're close. You're pretty close. In fact, you see the newspaper. What do you see?
Yes, messages that you should be first, have the biggest car,
you see,
best position,
you see
PM,
things like you see
president,
you see praises and acclaim for the fastest, the biggest, the richest, the strongest.
Yes, why not?
The most beautiful, the most
exactly.
intelligent.
They tell you this from first standard.
What does this? What does this lead to? What does this lead to? What
competition
effect does this have on the common man?
You really progress faster. You make strides.
Do you think it creates some kind of strivings in the common man?
Striving, yes.
Yeah. Strive for what? What kind of striving does it create?
I should be first.
Yeah, perfect. You have it right. Like, and what does the striving lead to?
Ah, I see what you're getting at.
What?
I like to put everyone else down so that I can come up.
And?
I don't really care about what happens to my neighbor.
True. You're very close. Do you see that it kind of separates human beings from one another?
Oh.
It damages the fellowship
so
and unity among human beings. Yes.
I build my own prison.
Yep. True. And do you know that, for example, you take a man, you know, you take yourself. You realize that if you spend all your energy in the making the best use of your abilities, rather than worrying about whether you're first, second or third, do you see that your accomplishment is likely to be greater than that of an equally gifted but competitive person?
You mean like I try to develop my own
God-given
talents regardless? Don't compare myself with anyone?
Yeah, more importantly, you don't divide those around you but you don't treat them as your rivals, you know? Something like that.
Oh, it doesn't mean that I should win and everyone else lose.
It doesn't mean like that.
Okay.
And this IMF attitude, it leads to a lot of things, you know, like byproducts.
Byproducts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, can you give me, like, for example, you want to be first. What do you think it leads to?
Push everyone else down.
Something like that. Yeah.
Envy.
I hate
it when someone else does better than me.
True. That's so common.
Jealousy. He's got a bigger car.
Amazing. True. You're getting the bullseye. Covetousness.
Covetous, yes, I want.
And out of these three, what do you think is the worst? Which one is the worst?
I don't know, but I personally hate envy.
Why?
You can't go to bed in peace. You can't. There's no peace of mind.
And it also kind of causes unfriendly behavior towards your fellow human beings.
Yes, even those who are very close to you. Very true. Never thought about it.
Any solution? Can you think of any solutions to overcome this?
I once heard a friend talk about. This guy is a physicist.
Okay.
Talks about these two models.
Okay.
Yeah, and he
two
says...
Two trees, something like that?
Yes. There's one orchard in which this tree grows outwards and upwards.
Okay.
Like a normal tree.
Okay.
Towards the sun and outwards. And
okay.
Its fruits grow all over the branches.
Okay.
And everyone benefits from it.
Okay.
And the garden is more beautiful.
It gains from the earth and it gives to the world.
Yes. You got it.
Okay.
And then there's this other one.
Okay.
In which the tree doesn't want to give out these fruits.
Okay.
And instead of its branches and leaves and everything going outwards and towards heaven.
Okay.
It comes back into the earth.
Oh, God.
Very perverted model of a tree.
Okay. So, It's gonna die.
Yes, it doesn't want to give out anything.
Okay.
And it gets very upset and disturbed if it sees other trees bearing fruits.
Ayo, that's bad.
I guess, yes. Now I understand.
How, what should we be like?
I guess I should develop my own fruits, give forth my own fruits, and also enjoy the fruits of others.
True.
So the garden should be a place in which all trees grow.
That was a
fruit.
Really good analogy, and thanks a lot for that.
Ah.
Hey, Badi, what do friends do during their favorite pastime?
I guess poking fun at other friends.
Okay.
You tell me.
Do you think they do fault finding and backbiting?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
These
what
two
else can you do?
These two are the thickest rods in the prison of self. Do you realize that?
Separating us from other people?
Yes. Fault finding.
Yeah, I hate it when other people talk bad about me.
Do you do fault finding?
I guess now that you ask me, I have to admit that I do it sometimes.
But do you realize that humanity isn't perfect? And there are imperfections in every human being?
I guess most people, yes.
And you will always be unhappy if you look towards people themselves, you know?
So what do I look at?
Look towards God.
The creator.
Yeah. And love them for the sake of God.
In spite of
and
all
be
the...
be kind to them. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. True.
Okay.
And the most important thing is, an imperfect eye beholds imperfections.
So a perfect eye would only see the perfections?
True.
Ah.
Absolutely. And there are some practical ways to avoid fault findings. You wish to know them?
Practical? I guess... could one of them be that you just focus on the people's good qualities? Like
yes.
If they have 9 bad qualities and 1 good, I only look at the good one?
That's true. Really. Thing is, the first requirement to avoid fault finding would be, you look towards God and ask yourself this question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, why am I doing this? Is it to build up my own sense of self-importance? And the second question that you have to ask yourself would be, am I really achieving anything constructive by thinking of the fault of the another person? Can you think of any other questions you could ask yourself when you are doing or involving yourself in fault finding?
Is it real humor or is it at the humor at someone else's expense?
Yeah, could be. Anything else? How do you avoid any techniques to avoid fault finding?
Have you come across some that works?
Yeah. Can you think of the praiseworthy characters of the person?
Yes, I can remind myself.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Whenever you the faults of a person come to your mind, always try to think about the praiseworthy characters of the person, you know. Just counter it with the praiseworthy characters.
The good qualities.
And I guess this would put you in a positive frame of mind and heart. And I remember you telling me a story a long time back about Jesus Christ. You still remember that?
Oh, yes. About the dead donkey or the
dead
something
dog.
Like
how does it go?
Jesus was walking with his disciples one day.
Okay.
And they come across the body of some dead animal. I think it was a dog.
Okay.
And the disciples were expressing their disgust. Like, oh, how terrible it smells.
Okay.
How awful it looks.
Mm.
How could someone leave this here? How senseless of them.
Oh.
And Jesus turned to them and says, but look at its beautiful white pearly teeth.
Oh.
Are you forgetting that?
Amazing.
So I think he gave them a suggestion that you have to focus on only the good.
Okay. And that was fault finding. The second most important thing about the prison of self, next to fault finding, is backbiting.
Backbiting.
You know the meaning, literal meaning of backbiting.
Talking bad behind people. Like
yeah, in their absence. And do you also know that listening to backbiting is as bad as the act of backbiting itself?
Why would you say that?
Because basically you are encouraging this quality in the other person.
Oh, I see. It's passive.
Yep. And do you know what do you do when someone comes and backbites to you about somebody else?
I think I should try to make a positive...
Something like that. What you can do is, you can gently try to change the subject of conversation.
Like, shh, don't do that.
No, not like that. In a polite way, you know, in a diplomatic way.
Uh-huh.
You can do that and...
distracting the person?
Yeah, some...
Changing a topic.
Yeah,
suddenly.
Something like that. You can also tell the person politely that this person is a friend of yours and you rather prefer not to listen bad about the person. And you have to say all this with without any annoyance or anger in your tone of the voice, you know. It shouldn't hurt the person.
Well, that might aggravate them to say more.
Yeah. You shouldn't have any annoyance or any anger in your tone of voice. That's very important. And I have a quote to share with you. Shall I just read it out?
On this topic, yes.
Yep. It goes like, "O companion of my throne, hear no evil and see no evil. Abase not thyself, neither sigh nor weep. Speak no evil, that thou mayest not hear it spoken unto thee. And magnify not the faults of others, that thine own faults may not appear great. And wish not the abasement of anyone, that thine own abasement be not exposed." And that's all, folks, this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. Keep your suggestions coming only to spravenitpro@gmail.com. We need all your support and suggestions for this podcast. This is Praveen signing off. Adios.
Do we thank the ones we love? Do we try to be a comfort in their lives? And how many times have they cried all alone? But we've been too busy to even know. For they are the ones who have chosen to sacrifice so that we can have the joys of a better life. Take some time to thank your parents. Take some time to show them your feelings. Take some time to be the magic in their lives. Some time to thank your parents. Don't be shy or hold back your feelings. Take some time. Oh, take some time to be the magic in their lives. The flame of life in your loved one has gone. Then it's too late to show that you appreciate all the things that they have done for you in their lives. For one day will come when just a memory survives. So treasure each day, don't let them slip by. Take some time to thank your parents. Take some time to show them your feelings. Take some time to be the magic in their lives. Take some time to thank your parents. Don't be shy or hold back your feelings. Take some time. Oh, take some time to be the magic in their lives. The magic in their parents, don't be shy or hold back your feelings. Take some time. Oh, take some time to be the man.